Well, first of all, this scheme needs to be turned into a 100% redress scheme, and foundations must be included in that redress. Secondly, there needs to be a public inquiry into why IAS 465 was created. And thirdly, that standard needs to be withdrawn immediately, because you have three stages in the manufacturing of a concrete product. Stage one is the aggregate that comes out of the ground. That has to be tested under IAS 12620. That standard does not have make in it. The second stage is the ready-mix concrete, and that's, you build your foundation first, and that standard, the standard is IAS 206. That standard does not have make in it. The third stage is the manufacturing of a concrete block, and that standard is IAS 771-3. Prior to 2002, that standard, it had to be 5 Newton or above. Today, that standard is 7.5 Newton above. That standard does not have make in it. So the big question mark here is, who and why was IAS 465 created to include mica and restrict Donegal homes and properties to testing for mica only? Because mica is not a threat to the Donegal properties. I wish that I only had mica in my house and my parents' house. I would know my house would last forever. And the problem is, someone has to be made accountable for creating this false, flawed standard, IAS 465, which restricted Donegal homes to testing for mica only. And the only way to do that, in my opinion, is by establishing a public inquiry. My father's foundation test results came back in March 2023, proving that the foundations were defective. And not only internal sulphur attack in my parents' foundations, but also external sulphur attack caused by the moisture in the ground.
Councillor McBride, do you see the revised IAS 465 standard now that has, it says about internal sulphate attack and it has foundations included, do you think, will that still not satisfy what's needed here?
No, that standard needs to be withdrawn. And the state are not going to do that unless they're put under pressure to withdraw it. If they withdraw that standard, it opens the floodgates for litigation against the Irish state. The truth has to be told about this scandal. This scandal is the defective concrete scandal. It's not the mica scandal as promoted by Donegal County Council and many others over the last number of years. And the truth has to be told about this scandal today. And the only way to tell the truth about this scandal is to hold an independent judicial public inquiry. And the homeowners now that have been given other options 2D5 and this so-called hybrid option 2D4, they should be fully compensated for what the state has done to them, forcing them into these options. There's only one option when your house has total sulfates. And this is, you have to understand, ferritate is 0.1% is the permitted level. Other sulfates is 1%. But when they're present with pyritate, they drop to 0.1% and your test result is reclassified as affected by total sulfates. And that is the cause of the structural defects in Donegal properties. It's total sulfates because of the presence of pyritate. We are different to every other part of Ireland. Donegal is unique in this scandal. And the houses in this county are affected by total sulfates caused by three industries that are self-regulated. And that is the final thing that this government should do. They should now put these industries back to our regulated industries so that the checks and balances are done on a daily basis so that this scandal never happens again.